hey, hey, welcome back to the High Impact Podcast. I don't know why I'm singing everything. Hope you guys are well. This is actually the first podcast episode that I'm recording in Edinburgh. So for those who don't know, I'm sure most of you do because I think most of you follow me on Instagram. I recently moved to Edinburgh from Australia. I was in England for 3.5 weeks and then came over to Edinburgh since last Wednesday. And it feels like a lifetime because I have been traipsing my sorry ass around town looking for flats and doing flat viewings. All I've been really doing at the moment is working on my business and helping clients and going to flat viewings. I've barely had time to actually properly enjoy the city, and the city is so beautiful and I just can't wait to actually get exploring. But it's been a slightly overwhelming time, I'm not going to lie to you. But keep your fingers crossed for me because I've seen a couple of houses recently that I'm pretty keen on. So any day now, at the moment, I'm currently in an Airbnb in a semi-homeless state. So yeah, keep your fingers and toes crossed for me. And other than that, not many life updates for you. However, I have a business update for you. And that is that High Impact Sales School is officially open for enrollment. Pre-sale is now on. If you are unfamiliar with High Impact Sales School, let me break it down really quickly for you before we jump into today's episode. So High Impact Sales School is my signature group coaching program. I've launched it a few times now. Absolutely love High Impact Sales School. But this time it's back with a little bit of a twist. So this time High Impact Sales School is an 8-week group coaching program, and it's a live group coaching program. And inside HISS, I teach you the essential sales skills and strategies that you need in order to make sales consistently, bring in consistent leads, and scale your revenue, because these are really the key elements in running a sustainable business, sustainable online business. And I know that this is what a lot of you want and what a lot of you aspire to be, to get to. And I'm literally teaching you the exact strategies that I use, that I work on with my one-to-one clients in this 8-week group container. And the reason why I've made it live is because previously High Impact Sales used to be self-paced modules, and it also used to be live coaching calls. And I personally love learning this way, but I know that a lot of people can find it a lot of information because you learn a lot inside HISS. And I think it's the best way for people to actually learn is live on the call. I do a live training and then there's time for question and answer at the end. And you also get me 5 days a week inside a Facebook group chat, so all your questions can be answered. So if you want to learn more about High Impact Sales School and you want to jump in now, because if you jump in now, you will get HISS at the pre-sale price for £888. It's a 3-figure investment, which is almost unheard of for a coaching container like this. And there are payment plans available too. If you decide to wait, that's totally fine, of course, but the prices are going to go up this Friday at 9 p.m. British summertime, and it's going to go up to £1,111. So if you want to get in now, and very, very excited about that one. So yes, check out the show notes below for the link to learn more about that. Or if you do have any questions for me, of course, slide into my DMs. More than happy to have an open, honest chat with you to see if you're a good fit. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. And as always, I love to bring a bit of the juice. I don't know if you can hear that. My hand is really shaky and I'm holding my podcast mic. So I'm going to change hands to my strong hand. Okay, so today's episode is all about what is really holding you back from making consistent sales. As a business owner, we need to be making consistent sales, period. And I know this is something that so many of you guys struggle with and that you want to learn how to do. Making sales is not rocket science. Making sales is a skill. And because it's a skill, it means anyone can learn it. And this is a huge part of what I teach inside HISS. I mean, it's basically all I teach inside HISS is how to use frameworks that work, how to understand sales psychology. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking what's actually holding you back from making these consistent sales, because a lot of mistakes I see being made again and again by people that are, you know, that I just see on the online space, and it can be easily avoided. And I often find as well that people don't need to overhaul their whole sales and marketing strategy. There's usually just a few little tweaks that need to be made in order for them to start seeing results. The first thing that I constantly see online is that your messaging isn't clear. And when I say messaging, I'm speaking about the words and the language you're using to communicate with your ideal client. That's really what messaging is all about. I see a lot of fluffy language. I see a lot of vague language. I see a lot of people starting to sound like everyone else online. And when you start to sound like everyone else and use phrases that everyone else uses, you start to blend in, and we don't want that. Now, let me clarify. It doesn't mean you need to reinvent the wheel. It doesn't mean you need to use words that people are like, what does that mean? In fact, I would highly recommend not, because that is not clear messaging. What I'm talking about is, are you saying the same phrases that you just see everywhere? And because of that, your messaging isn't impactful. Are you overcomplicating your messaging? And chances are you probably are. Hugely important part of messaging is keeping it simple and keeping it specific. Focus on one pain point and one core desire when you are writing a post, when you are writing an email, when you are writing copy for your sales page. Like, each individual, point that you're making should really only contain one pain point and one core desire, especially when you're first starting out. Obviously, this is something that when you are more advanced in your copywriting skills and your messaging skills, you can probably deviate from this slightly, but generally speaking, keep it simple. Simplicity sells. Get rid of any fluffy language. Take note of the language you're using. Are you subconsciously starting to sound like everyone else? And keep things simple and to the point. I was talking to a client recently, and we did some messaging for her program. And the messaging that I use is simple, but it's straight to the point. People understand it. People are like, this is what I'm going to get out of this program. And she was really focusing on more fluffy kind of language. And I explained this exact concept to her, that simplicity sells and that people need to understand exactly what they're getting. And also, too much information is also a turnoff for people. We don't need to know every single little detail about what's going to be inside a program. We need to know high level details, and we need to know the outcome of that. And our messaging doesn't need to light us up exactly. Our programs need to light us up. Our content should light us up and get us excited. But messaging needs to be simple, clear, to the point, potent. Okay? So that is my first thing. Your messaging is not clear. Your audience don't trust you yet. So this sounds kind of harsh, right? But really, in order for people to buy from us, they need to trust us. We all know this. No, like, trust, blah, blah, blah. Okay? But the reason why people don't trust you necessarily is because you haven't really shown them that you are the person that's going to solve their problem. They don't fully believe that you're going to solve their problems, and that when they do hand over their money to you, they're going to see a return on investment, or whatever the return on. And when I say return on investment, this doesn't always necessarily mean a monetary return on investment. If you're a fitness coach, the ROI would be that you have a fantastic, toned, slimmer body, and you're feeling really confident about yourself again. That would be an ROI. So you really need to show your audience why you're the person that is going to solve their problem. This means social proof, social proof, social proof. This does not mean sharing the same screenshot 5 weeks in a row. Definitely not. You can use the same piece of social proof, especially, I know, newer business owners, they might not have lots of social proof. I do suggest getting beta clients and selling your services at a lower price point to get some testimonials and to get some social proof. But if you have minimal social proof, this is okay. You can take that one piece of social proof and repurpose that in so many different ways, whether that be in the wild screenshot, whether that be a client testimonial on a website, whether that be sharing that client journey, future pacing your audience using that client story. There are so many different ways that you can use social proof. Get creative and have fun with it. Have fun with your content, which is, I'm going to come to a bit later about the content piece. Ensure you're providing value, but also pointing people to the direction of your offer. This is a mistake I see a lot. A lot of people get stuck in the friend zone for this very reason. And I've seen a lot of content lately about the friend zone, so I'm a little bit bored of it. But you don't want to be stuck in the place where you're the helpful one. You're the one that, yeah, sure, this is how you create a hashtag strategy. Now off you go and you know exactly what to do. You kind of want to be someone that is providing value, of course, super valuable, interesting content. People are getting something out of it, but also creates a little bit of an information gap. In order to completely solve that problem, they're going to need to hire you. You want to point people in the direction of your offer. You don't want to just be a teacher and be an educator and that's it. Sometimes this is totally fine. I will say, love a mini training. But I also truly believe that you should be pointing people in the direction of your offer. This is all about the law of reciprocity in order to, I suppose, gain anything from your audience, you need to be giving as well. So it's important to have that two-way relationship. Another way to build trust with your audience is to define your unique selling point. Why should someone choose you over somebody else? After you've listened to this podcast episode, and if you're not driving, of course, I want you to get a pen and I want you to write out, why would someone choose you over someone else? What makes you different? What makes you stand out from your competitors? If you were in a lineup with five other people that were selling the exact same thing as you, because we're not the only ones selling what we're selling, right? If you're an online PT, there are many, many online PTs out there. If you're like me and you're in sales and marketing, there are many sales and marketing coaches out there. Why would someone choose you over five other people that are doing exactly what you're doing? So this could come down to the way you teach. This could come down to some of your methodologies or values. This could come down to your programs. Why you? Get a pen out, write this down. Number three, your sales confidence is a bit shaky. The only way to fix this is to practice, practice, practice. Eventually, over time, you will find your unique selling style. However, this means you're probably going to start off feeling like you're doing it wrong, that you're selling it wrong, that you're not very good at it. You'll probably be filled with self-doubt. Am I doing it right? Is this okay? Ugh. One thing I say to my clients is don't be afraid to be shit. Because as soon as you take away the pressure and expectation on yourself that you have to be perfect and everything must be done, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's, everything has to be exactly so, you put on all this pressure on yourself and you're actually worse off. You probably do a worse job. As soon as you allow yourself permission to be a bit messy, a bit scrappy, maybe a little bit shit, all of a sudden you take away that pressure. So when you practice selling and when you practice speaking about your offers and pitching your offers, you probably will be a little bit shit at the start. You will get better in time, and in time you'll find that you actually will start to find your unique selling style. This is truly the only way to massively improve your sales confidence, as well as investing, of course. Okay, so of course you can learn how to sell by yourself, totally. I don't dispute that. However, it's no secret that if you invest in someone that knows how to sell, understands sales strategies, understands sales psychology, you're going to get better a lot faster. Okay, we all know this. So I recommend when you are choosing someone to sell, whether that's me or someone else, when you're choosing someone to invest in that's going to teach you how to sell, make sure you're choosing someone that you really like their selling style, you like their business model, and you want to emulate that, not copy that. But they inspire you and you're like, I want to learn how they did that. And that is who you choose to buy from. Also, I think having frameworks in place for you so you have a general idea of what to actually say when you get started, because I understand that a huge part, especially of like things like selling on stories, for example, people freeze when it comes to, you know, they may have done a mini training or they may have delivered some value or said something interesting. And then it kind of gets to the part where it's the call to action and people freeze and they don't really know what to say. They don't know how to pitch their offer. They don't know how to link back to their offer, which is so understandable, right? It's a skill that you learn. So having frameworks, having ways that you can actually talk about it, having prompts are so, so helpful. And actually inside High Impact Sales School, this is something that I do teach, and I give you frameworks for speaking about your offers and for pitching in your content and on sales calls, everything like that. So having a framework is a really helpful way of building up your sales confidence, as well as arming yourself with the knowledge, learning and implementing. But nothing happens without implementing, as we know. I'm not saying anything new here, really, am I? Which leads me perfectly onto point number four. Your content is too basic. Oof, I'm calling you out. Your content might look and sound like everyone else's out there. And this is going to stop you making consistent sales, because there's no reason for someone to choose you. Again, we're going back to that people don't trust you enough, but there's no reason to choose you over choosing somebody else, because you're not differentiating yourself from anyone else out there. You might be saying what everyone else is saying. You might be blending in with the crowd. You might just be creating basic content. And sometimes it takes someone else to actually point this out to you. And I had a client come on and work with me recently who I was like, I'm not seeing any of you in your content. I just see, you know, and I always say things with love. Like I'm not trying to beat people down, but I think it's really helpful to have this stuff pointed out to you. And she was saying that, you know, she doesn't bring any of herself into her content. Where's her opinions? Where's her thoughts? Where is her stories? And I know that some people might think, but isn't that selfish? You know, isn't that selfish content? No, as long as everything that you're doing and creating links back in some way, shape or form to your ideal client, what they're struggling with, what they want, what kind of outcome they're wanting to achieve, then it's not selfish content. Selfish content is where you only create it with your own self in mind. We always want to think of our ideal client. Our ideal client comes first, and we need to make sure that whatever you are posting is going to really strongly resonate with them. But if your content is too basic, a really good place to start is to be a bit more polarizing. What are your thoughts on certain topics within your industry? What are some things that really grind your gears in the industry? Talk about it, because you will start to attract and you'll start to repel people who are not your ideal client, but you're going to attract people that are your ideal client. We like to work with people who are similar to us, who have similar values to us, similar ideologies to us. Don't be afraid to be disliked, because when you do that, you'll actually start to attract more of who you want, and you'll differentiate yourself from the people out there online. Again, content is something that inside High Impact Sales School, we are going to delve deep into. So you're never going to create basic content again. You're going to have actually really engaging content that sells for you, that still promotes your offers, but doesn't feel like it's promoting your offers. And there's a lot to be said for that. Because when you do that, there's less objection handling, there's less having DM conversations for like days and days and weeks and sometimes even months that go on. None of that, because people know that you are the person that they want to buy from, because your content stands out, you're interesting, you're engaging. They feel like they know you just by your content. Trust me, this shit works. Okay, and number five, despite speaking about your offers frequently, there is no compelling reason for people to join. I really hate it when I see posts being like, the reason why you're not making sales is because you're not talking about your offer. A lot of the time, this is true. And a lot of the time, this is not true, because if you are listening to this, I would like to think that you probably do talk about your offer quite a lot, but the sales aren't coming in and you don't know why. And usually when this is the case, it's because there is no compelling reason for people to join. In sales psychology, if you know anything about sales psychology, you'd know that people tend to be fence sitters. And unless there is a real reason, whether that be an internal reason or an external reason, which I'll go into more in a second, for them to buy, they won't. They are likely to sit on the fence. There are very few select people who are more impulsive and just buy and say yes. They're kind of like unicorn clients. But there are the majority of people are fence sitters. And unless we feel compelled to buy, either by an internal struggle that we are currently dealing with and we need to have this problem solved, and in that case, it comes down to an authority problem and people not trusting us and not being sure about us if people aren't buying and we're talking about our offers a lot. But if there is no other compelling reason to join, like any external factors, and when I say that, I mean, is there any urgency around your offer? Is there any scarcity around your offer? This is where we need to give people a reason to buy. When we're digging into a pain point or core desire and we're speaking about our offers, is it painful enough or desirable enough for people to want to take action. So without understanding sales psychology and truly understanding why people buy, sales will be few and far between. This is essential information that you as a business owner need to know, because we need to understand what gets people off the fence. Because when we do that, it informs everything. It informs our content. It informs how we show up. It informs how we speak about our offers. It informs what our offers even are to begin with. We need to know this. So if you're not giving a reason for someone to really decide, yep, I need this, I need to dive in, whether this be through your messaging, whether this be actually through how the offer is created, whether this is through a lack of urgency or scarcity around your offer, or even enough offers in your product suite. This is a big problem that I see with people. They've only got one or two offers and they're not right for everyone in your audience. We need to give people multiple entry points to our product suite, because someone might not have the budget for a £3,000 one-on-one coaching package. They might be willing to pay £150 for a self-paced low ticket offer, and that could be a great entry point for them. They might just need to be able to trust that they want to work with you. And then they may eventually buy your £3,000 package. But we would also like to have some more offers in between there as well. So it can be a multitude of reasons why there is no compelling reason for people to join. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap things up there because we are just over 20 minutes now. So I think that's always a good time for me to start wrapping things up. As I said before, if you know that this is what you need, that you want to learn the ins and outs of sales psychology, you need the frameworks, you want to increase your sales confidence, then High Impact Sales School is the place for you. It won't be coming back until most likely the very end of the year. So, that's a while away now. We're early May. So if this is what you need now, don't wait, take action, because you will be rewarded tenfold, honestly. The strategies you're going to learn inside High Impact Sales School will stay with you throughout your entire business, throughout the entire time you run your business. And the ROI on this is insane. If you sell 3 low ticket offers, you've made your money back. I mean, this is a program all about teaching you how to sell. So you're going to make your money back. Maybe not straight away. And it does take work and it does take implementing, but you will. And I am so excited for the people that are joining High Impact Sales School. We're going to have such an amazing time together. Please go and check out the show notes if you want to learn more about that. As I said, pre-sale ends Friday night, 9 p.m. So if you are keen, let me know, or just sign up straight away. I mean, if you've got no questions, just go for it. If you do have questions, you know where to find me at Katie Bambrick Coaching over on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope you found this helpful, and I'll talk to you all in the next episode of the High Impact Podcast. Bye.